This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Dr. Brock Womble. Dr. Womble is the superintendent of Mitchell County Schools, and with him today is Dr. Rick Sperling, an associate superintendent of Mitchell County Schools.
Thank you. Great to be here again today. Dr. Sperling, please go over what good things are happening in your world.
Thank you, Dr. Womble, and also thank you, Steve. I always enjoy my time here at WKYK and WTOE. We appreciate all the good things that you do for our community and schools. I'm going to give you a brief update on some maintenance facilities issues that are ongoing in our county. We have had a pretty brutal winter this year. It has affected our calendar quite a bit. We do have revision 9 of our calendar available to all parents and students. You can go to our website, download that area, or you can also get a copy from your local school. Some things ongoing with maintenance. We are looking at a hardware and surveillance project at Harris Middle School. We're very excited about replacing the interior doors and exterior doors and putting surveillance cameras outside, rekeying the entire school. We're very excited about this project. It is ongoing. Should be completed in the next 4 weeks. Also, at Harris Middle School, we've experienced a boiler problem over the last month or two that has required us to replace a 49-year-old boiler. We were able to tear that down and remove it. And if you got a chance to drive by the school and see it, I think you'll see that we did get our money's worth out of that boiler. But we're very excited that we have another brand-new boiler in our school, and it's functioning at this time. We're real pleased with that. I also have had some boiler problems at the Tipton Hill School over the last month or two. We've had some pretty extensive repair work done with one of the boilers there. We feel like that will hold up and take care of our heating needs for the remaining of the winter. And we are working with our board, and discussions are ongoing for replacement of that boiler this summer. So that's a few things that are taking place with maintenance and facilities. One other thing I'm very excited about, we are working with Region D out of Watauga, out of the Boone area, and they are working for a grant application to build a sidewalk from Deaton Elementary and Harris Middle School all the way to Brad Reagan Park. So we're very excited about that, looking forward to that as our schools utilize Brad Reagan Park frequently during the year. And now instead of loading a bus up, we can walk the park, and it's very exciting for us there. A few student service notes I'd like to add, too, is that we are very excited with our North Carolina Appalachian Consortium School Safety Grant. Steve, I've been here a couple times and talked with you about that in the past. And our second cycle of this grant is upcoming for Monday, February the 16th, 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock at the Central Office Boardroom in Ledger. And we would like to invite all the public to attend this. We will have Dr. Russell Bentley, and Dr. Bentley is a national school safety expert, and he will be here to talk about Know the Drill. And it's about understanding evacuation and intruder in the building and the different types of safety drills that we have in place in our schools. So we're very excited about this coming presentation from Dr. Russell Bentley. Also with our student services in our county, we have a system-wide committee together that has met several times, and we are developing a new code of conduct, a new student code of conduct for our county, our system-wide LEA. And this is an outstanding group of teachers and principals, and we have a lot of external committee members as well who are providing some great input. But we are looking at trying to bring a code to our board's attention sometime in March, hopefully for approval in April, and we can start talking about this, and discussions that we have in our orientation sessions can point out some of the changes made with our code to our parents at that time. So we're real excited about this, and I appreciate the efforts of this committee.
Dr. Sperling, if you don't mind, please kind of go over what's going on at Googe Elementary School. I know that we're looking at some classroom additions, the time frame for that.
We are in the final stage of coordinating the plans and specifications, and we'll be sending the final sets out to building inspectors and school planning officials the first week of February. We anticipate receiving their comments within 2 weeks following that submittal, and then make them available for contractors to prepare for bidding. We anticipate setting a bid date for the second week of March if this meets with the district's acceptance, and we feel like that will. We've had several sessions in our regular scheduled board meetings over the past several months to kind of update our board on where we are with the new construction, with our exceptional children's wing at Googe Primary School, and also with HVAC renovations that will be ongoing at that school as well. And we're looking at probably about a 10-month process before the completion of this project takes place. This is another well-needed construction project at Mitchell County Schools.
I know we're also looking at the water system at Mitchell High School and trying to get water and sewer to Mitchell High School from the town of Spruce Pine. We'd like to thank everybody from Mr. Vines, county manager for Mitchell County, and Richard Knipe, and the hard work they're doing to put together something that hopefully will have be able to attain some funding for water and sewer to the high school, because I know that's a pressing need for all of us.
Thank you, Dr. Wobble and Dr. Sperling. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.